Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you The Catholic Doctors, discussing medicine in light of church teaching. And now, The Catholic Doctors with Dr. Michael Parker and Dr. Will Turek.
Welcome to The Catholic Doctors Show, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. This is your co-host, Dr. Michael Parker, back from a well-needed vacation with my co-host, Dr. Will Turek.
You've gotten a lot of rest, haven't you?
I needed it.
You sat on the beach and got all burned up?
No, I was, amazingly, of the fair-skinned Parker family, I'm one of the only ones that did not get burned.
I saw your daughter's pictures of the sunset, or the beach, and all her, you know, she says, this is a piece of heaven right here. I saw the caption.
Well, everywhere is a piece of heaven.
Indeed.
It's just a matter of your mindset when you're in that piece of heaven. And my mindset was good. I totally unplugged. I for the first time, I think, in 10 years, I did not call my office. I did not get on my electronic health records. I did absolutely nothing work-related. I said, you know, things are going to take care of themselves. There's nothing. I'm not the most important thing in the world. I know people want my opinion, but they can get it when I get back.
That's good. Good.
So, I mean, I did a lot of catch-up time this week, but
you didn't take the picture of your house to show me where you stayed.
Well, I'll show that to you later.
Okay, yeah, because I walked up and down that strip in Destin.
Well,
like,
we were east of Destin. We were about halfway between Destin and Panama City.
Oh.
A place called Carillon Beach. Absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
And if you go down there, you got to stop at a place called the Donut Hole.
I've been there.
Best donuts around.
They were
right?
Pretty darn good donuts.
Key lime donuts.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Key lime donuts.
But I did miss doing the show, and I know that you did a show last week, and you've been busy last week doing some speaking engagements, and I appreciate you taking over while I was gone. But I think, you know, we have somebody on the show today who I think deserves a lot of credit for putting forth the pro-life movement here in the state of Ohio, but also nationally with
like
his
like a Joe Scheidler kind of guy, you
kind
know?
Of, kind of like that. Somebody who I have a lot of respect for and somebody who, along with his co-founder, Mary Ann Walsh, really started to recognize the relationship between contraception and abortion. And I think was very instrumental in helping me to come to that final decision. A lot of the materials and stuff that's put out by this apostle that's called One More Soul really influenced my decision to become an OBGYN who no longer prescribes contraception, does sterilizations, refers for abortion or in vitro fertilization.
I can't believe we haven't had him on yet. In almost 5 years
either.
Of doing this.
Well, you know, and Steve Koop is our guest today. And Steve, I want to welcome you to the Catholic Doctor Show, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Thank you for having me. It'll be an honor.
Well, Steve,
Just wait. We could screw it up yet.
No, we're not going to do that.
No,
Steve, I consider you to be a good friend, and you, you know, we I guess got to know each other back in the late '90s, early 2000s, when I was going through my transitions and the ordeals of becoming a natural family planning OBGYN. But I never really took the time to find out from you how you got One More Soul started. Tell us the background of One More Soul and how it got to where it is today.
Well, it comes out of the pro-life movement, as you might expect. I got interested in the abortion issue in 1979. When I was still on active duty with the Air Force. I had 3 years yet to serve to get my 20. And so I got active with Clark County Right to Life here in Ohio. And in that capacity, I was able to be on the board of Ohio Right to Life. And every month, we'd have meetings with Dr. Jack Wilkie, who was at the time president of National Right to Life.
God rest his soul.
Also Ohio Right to Life, yes. Recently passed away. God bless him. So I've had a wonderful teacher in Dr. Wilkie and many other people that were active in the pro-life movement long before I got involved. But when I retired in 1982, I ran for state representative as an independent in Clark County against two pro boards that were vying for a state representative position. Of course, I did not win, but
unfortunately,
I was steeped into this issue and involved, like I said, in Right to Life. My wife and I moved to Dayton, Ohio, to be near an abortion bill where we had been doing sidewalk counseling, actually alley counseling, and My wife Vivian was a trained counselor. She interacted with the abortionists and actually had some success in convincing one of the abortionists to get out of the business. And we eventually were able to use their Jericho walk around that abortion mill, you know, seven times in the last couple months of, I forget what year that was. And that abortion mill was closed. I received a letter from the Ohio Department of Health on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, December 12th of that year. And that the last Sunday of our walk was the following Sunday.
You brought the walls down.
I've been, and then Mary Ann Walsh, who you mentioned, my co-founder of One More Soul, and I were very active at Dayton Right to Life Society. And that's how we got to know each other. She's a mother of 10. She passed away several years ago, but we eventually came to the position in 1992 where one of us said, if we don't stop contraception, we'll always have abortion. Mm-hmm. And I'll give Mary Ann credit for it, and I said, I agree with you. And, of course, it was that same year, 1992, when the Supreme Court agreed with us also. They said in Planned Parenthood versus Casey that we have to have legalized abortion for failed contraception. So that's basically where the idea for One More Soul came from, 92. Next year, we formally incorporated as a nonprofit corporation in the state of Ohio and started looking for, well, what are we going to do now? You know, now right. We have this idea. What are we going to do with it? How are we going to promote this message? But gradually we were able to find resources that fit that purpose. And Dr. Janet Smith from Michigan was one of our great sources for resources. She had written an article in Homiletic and Pastoral Review, the connection between contraception and abortion. And that was our message. That was our main right. message back then in our beginning, the connection between contraception and abortion. And we could tell people that we know there's a connection because of the statements that women make when they go in for an abortion or when they go to a pregnancy support center for help. They tell people, their counselors, that they were on a contraceptive the month they got pregnant.
Right. Yeah.
So if they hadn't been contraception available, they probably wouldn't have been misusing the sacred act of conjugal sexual intercourse.
Right.
So that's a pretty obvious way to show how contraception and abortion are connected. And then, of course, the hormonal birth control methods all have one of their mechanisms of action is the lining of the uterus, making it thinner, so it's more difficult for the baby to implant. And of course, that's basically an abortion. So.
Sure.
Well, you know, Steve, isn't it interesting that in 1968, some guy named Martini?
Paul VI.
Oh, that's the guy. That's him. Didn't he come up with this idea that contraception and abortion were connected?
You mean Pope Paul VI?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I don't recall exactly how he might have said that. John Paul II was a little more definitive. He said that abortion and contraception are fruits of the same tree.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really explain what that meant, but I think they both basically are saying that we want the pleasure, we want the enjoyment, we want the excitement, but we don't want the responsibility of children that go with this act. And of course, the essence of the act of sexual intercourse is its potential for creating new human life. If you take away that, then you counterfeit the act, and it becomes.
Steve, where'd you come up with the name One More Soul?
Well, One More Soul. One more. We felt that, Mary Ann and I felt that no matter what we did, no matter how hard we worked, if by our efforts there was one new human life begun, it would be worth whatever we had done because of the infinite value of a human life. The fact that this human life is going to exist for all time, for all eternity, in the presence of God and his parents and siblings and so forth. So one more soul just kind of popped into one of our heads, and we liked it, and we ran with it, and we're very proud of it. We're not going to change it.
Well, I think it's a beautiful name, and you know, it's very easy to remember, at least for me. But the one thing that I found unique about One More Soul from other pro-life apostolates or pro-life groups that are out there is you're not really, you know, you're saying, yes, we think abortion is wrong and it shouldn't be there, but we're talking about why you should have big families, why you should be pro-conception, not pro-contraception, and what contraception is not only doing to you from a physical standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint. And you're really promoting the church's teachings on love and chastity, marriage, and children that makes it unique to other websites.
Well, we do think we're kind of the cutting edge of the pro-life movement. We say we are for life. Not just pro-life, we are for life. I thought I invented the word proception. Uh-huh. It's actually in the direct. It's actually in dictionaries.
Okay.
That is a contraction, contraception, which is contra conception. We say proception, pro-conception, and so we just feel like, well, you know, in reality, if people were in favor of children, if they love children, of course they all love their own children, who would want to contracept? Who would want to abort? I mean, it's a simple message. It's a universally acceptable message. We just, you know, have to struggle a little bit to figure out how to promote it, and how to make it obvious to people that, well, if your children are a blessing to you, well, then isn't every child a blessing to somebody?
Exactly.
We appreciate and recognize and promote the dignity of every child in the womb, and of course, every human being. So that's kind of where we're headed today. You know, we started out with the message that contraception leads to abortion. We've kind of, you know, migrated over the years, 22 years, to the point where now when people ask, well, what does One More Soul do? I say, well, we encourage married couples to have children.
Right.
We're countercultural.
Right.
The culture says, you know, 40% of children born today are born out of wedlock, 70% in the African-American community.
And
it's a huge tragedy for the society to have this statistic to deal with.
Yeah, it's a tragedy not only for society but also for the children of these relationships. You're listening to the Catholic Doctor Show, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Remember, you can hear our show every Wednesdays at noon, so when you hear the reminder sirens about the tornado system or whatever, turn on your radio and you can listen to us. Also, Sunday in the afternoon at 2:30 p.m., you can turn us on. So right in the middle of the Sunday ball game, you can turn us on and listen to us while you're watching your favorite team play baseball.
Absolutely. You know, Steve, the way I caught the fever of One More Soul is that I was practicing family practice out in Illinois, in Peoria, actually, and I somehow or other I stumbled on your website and had you send me a bunch of stuff, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, geez, oh man, all this stuff is really solid Catholic teaching. And then I read the book that you had in there about different docs who had given up writing for contraception. And I was working for a Catholic organization at the time, and it really indicted me. And I said, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And this really doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And so, you know, I had all this stuff with me, and I had a good friend who was my partner, who was a member of the Knights of Columbus. He was a solid Catholic guy. And I showed it to him, and I said, you know, I don't think we can do this anymore. And he said, you know, I don't know if I can look at that stuff. because I feel like I need to take care of all my patients, whether they're Catholic or not. And I said, well, that's not it. That's not quite it. And so I held on to your stuff, and I read all of it, and I brought it to Columbus with me because I left that job. And since that time, that was in 2000. I have not written, with few exceptions, I have not written for contraception since then.
And, well, congratulations to you. I think you're talking about our first book publication, Healed, 15 physicians giving their testimony of why they don't prescribe contraception. And many of them, probably most of them, were prescribing at one point, and so they were changed. Others, a few of them, I think, in the book, never prescribed because they just knew it was wrong, and they knew it from the get-go. So it's been a great resource for doctors and other medical professionals to come to that no prescribing of contraception position. So we're very grateful for that.
Now, Steve, I notice I see you quite frequently at regular meetings of organizations, and you've how often do you hear the story like Dr. Turk and I have told you, that physicians have gotten your information and changed the way they look at their Catholic faith and how they practice medicine?
Well, not as often as I would like.
Sure.
It seems like it's rarer now than it was 10 years ago for some reason. And maybe it's just because I'm not out there enough or I'm not in the right places or whatever. So we do get a few new NFP-only doctors every year. I don't know how many we get. We've hovered in the 500 to 600 range for a long time. I think it was maybe in 2000 I had this dream of having 2,000 NFP-only doctors by the end of the year 2000. Well, that was all a dream because I didn't know how to accomplish that, and of course I couldn't do it by myself. I needed a lot of help from the Holy Spirit, and so I can blame it on him for not coming through. But I think we have to reach out to the NFP-only doctors that we already have. At last CMA convention in Orlando, we gave away 300 copies of their book to people that were there, doctors, mm-hmm. a lot of them, and say, hey, offer these to your Catholic doctor friends, or they don't even have to be Catholic. They could be anything. It's just good medicine not to be prescribing
sure.
some of these things, especially the hormonal stuff, which has very serious negative side effects. So I don't know. We put our stuff out there. We pray to the Holy Spirit to use our stuff, and I don't know that we can do a whole lot more than more stuff out there.
Well, you know, Dr. Turk and I were talking, Steve, before the show, is that what we need to do is we need to have what we call a patient bomb. So you just have patients, we'll get your material to the patients, and they just, when they go into their doctor's office, they just leave a whole bunch of it sitting around the waiting room.
Yeah.
And these people will be picking it up and going in and talking to their doctor about what this is in their waiting room. And then they can start to have that discussion if they need to. That's one of the ways that they apostolized me, when I was going through this process. But one of the things I really appreciated about One More Soul is you act as the connection between the doctors and patients looking for doctors who follow their beliefs and their views.
Oh, yes. I think the most popular page on our website is our directory of NFP-only physicians. So it caters to the needs of couples who are moving, or caters to the needs of doctors that want to help somebody, one of their patients, find a doctor that is moving someplace, if they're moving someplace else. So it's a great resource for those that want that kind of care. You know, it's a high standard of care, I would say, the highest standard of care. Grateful for all the cooperation we get from doctors and letting us put their contact information on our website. And we also have a directory of NFP-only teachers, all the methods that are available and approved by the USCCB.
And if you're looking for interesting places that you can find people on the website, I just found somebody in Gibraltar.
Oh, are you looking for somebody in Gibraltar?
No, I was looking at your resources here in NFP only directory. I know I'm listed in there, but I was going down through and you have Europe and everywhere else listed, and I saw Gibraltar. So I thought, well, let's see who's in Gibraltar. And there is a NAPRO technology trained practitioner in fertility care in Gibraltar.
Oh, we didn't make really, we've never made any effort to expand the directory outside the United States, so maybe a few from Canada. But when the NAPRO technology doctors, you know, fertility care professionals, fertility care medical consultants, et cetera, became such a large group and international, I think we grabbed their data and put it up there, so I didn't even know that was there. So thank you for telling me.
Well, it just goes to show you that maybe the Holy Spirit is doing a little bit more than you thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it's interesting because... oh, several years ago, we asked Human Life International if any of their outposts around the world downloaded our pamphlets and either printed them in English or Spanish or translated them to their native language and then and printed them. And I think it took 2 years to get an answer from, but they kind of come up with a number like 60 or 70 of their affiliates around the world reported to them that they had done exactly that thing. And so we were just really excited to know that because, you know, that's what we want to happen. That's what a website's for, you know, make stuff accessible to people. But I wanted to get back to, you said you guys both have our pamphlets in your waiting rooms for your patients to pick up and read and take home and pass around?
I have some in our... In my nurse's office that we give out to women, especially the young women on chastity. And we have a number of other NFP materials. Because of the nature of my office, I don't put it out in the waiting rooms, but I do have it in all of my examination rooms. So
okay.
That information is getting out there.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I work for the government, so they don't allow that sort of thing. So
really?
Imagine that.
Yes.
Well, my wife... goes to the base, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base Hospital for GYN care. And I think it was the last time she was there. She just took one of every pamphlet they had on that. Of course, none of them promoted NFP or abstinence or, you know.
Right.
And it was a huge bundle of pamphlets. And I just thought, wow, how can we get our One More Soul pamphlet into the waiting rooms of our NFP-only doctors and at the conversation we're going to be having here with the staff here in the next week or so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think we need to, my strategy is to go through our database and find out what doctors typically order our stuff and contact them and find out what they use and how they use it and where they put it and so forth, and then get their testimonies, and we'll send that out to all the doctors, encourage them to do like they're doing.
I think that's a good idea. I think that for the lay people out there, the non-medical folks, taking your stuff and you know, getting it in the hands of their practitioner, their docs or their NPs, PAs is an excellent way of kind of spreading the wealth, you know.
It's
getting
not
it out.
A matter of educating the patients, is educating your staff, and maybe you have some volunteers or other people that are involved, spouses, and
absolutely.
Well, and I think people, you know, need to be aware that you do have an extensive resource on your website, that www.onemoresoul.com. That's all one word, one more soul. Not really, but on the website, on the internet, it is. And one of the things that people can do, if you're interested in evangelizing your physician, they do have a physician's packet that you can order for less than $15 and have it sent anonymously to your physician.
Yeah.
At their address. And they'll open up and they'll get all this information about why contraception is, you know, is wrong for women, about other physicians who have made the decision to stop prescribing contraception with the book Physicians Healed. And it's really a good thing there. But you can also order things on there to help young married couples, people who are interested in this information and who actually need this information. So it really is an extensive website. I kind of took away your plug there, Steve. But Steve, tell us.
It's a very rich website, and in some ways has too much information because it's just hard to pull it all in, you know, a little bit hard to navigate maybe, I don't know. It's but you don't hardly ever take anything down.
Right.
So it stays there. And we hope it serves a good purpose.
How can people become more involved with the Apostolate of One More Soul, Steve?
Well, we encourage people to purchase our resources and at discounted prices. Like when we carried Contraception, Why Not, people would buy 100 tapes or 100 CDs at $1 a piece, and they would just pass them out kind of like candy. You know, one couple gave them out to everybody that came to their wedding, you know. And so it's we just encourage people to have a few pamphlets in their purse, so with ladies, or in their car, or look for opportunities to pass them out. It's a way to do the new evangelization. It's a way to educate people and evangelize them, teach them the true teachings of the church, teach them about the real war on women,
right,
and how the Catholic Church has a wonderful plan, God's plan for sex, for marriage, for children, for chastity, for even natural family planning for couples that have a serious reason to
Absolutely.
A pregnancy at this time.
Sure. Well, Steve, we want to thank you again for coming on the Catholic Doctor Show, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You truly, I think, are a good friend and a pioneer in the pro-life movement. And God bless everything that you've done and are still doing with the One More Soul Apostolate. Thanks for coming again on, Steve. You've been listening to the Catholic Doctor Show. Until next week, we hope your week is happy, healthy, and holy.
God bless.
The Catholic Doctors is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of the Catholic Doctors with Dr. Michael Parker and Dr. Will Turek are available at stgabrielradio.com. Then he saw